Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. I missed you. It's good to be back with you and here in this beautifully decorated church and all the people that made the Christmas season and now the Epiphany season possible. You know, Don asked me before the service, he said, since there'll be low attendance today, will the service be shorter, the sermon be shorter? I said, wishful thinking, Don. Philip invited Nathanael. Nathanael had a question, and Philip's response was, come and see, come and see. Of course, he was inviting him to come and see Jesus. Well, what do people come and see when they come here on this cold day? What do they see when they see you? What do they see when they see me? What do they see when they see us? Do they see Jesus? You are St. Paul's Evangelical Lutheran Church family. And most people don't read the Bible, but they'll read you. Well, you go to St. Paul's. What are you like? What does it mean to be part of that congregation? You see what it means to be a person, someone who has seen Jesus. That's why it is important to know who you are and whose you are and who you hang around with. You see, this is in our gospel reading today, Jesus called Andrew and Peter to follow him, and then he called Philip. They hung around with Jesus. They talked with Jesus. They served with Jesus. They joked around with Jesus. They ate with Jesus. They slept with Jesus. They prayed with Jesus. And they discovered with this Jesus what Moses was talking about, what Torah was talking about, the law. It was fulfilled in this Jesus, and they were excited to share the good news. That's why Philip was just turned on by Jesus, and he wanted to share it with his friend Nathanael. Now, Nathanael was skeptical. He responded, well, he knew his Bible. In those days, the Bible was the Old Testament. They didn't have the New Testament yet. He said, you know, what I've read in the Bible, can anything good come from Nazareth? You know, Nathanael was sharp. He knew that there was no hint that the Messiah would come from Nazareth. And notice, Philip, he was so excited about Jesus, the good news about Jesus. He shared the good news about Jesus. And Philip doesn't argue. He doesn't try to persuade him who Jesus is. He was, in effect, wonderfully affected by Jesus. He wanted to share Jesus. He knew in his heart this was a wonderful, wonderful teacher and a wonderful lessons and a wonderful way of life that he was learning. So Philip doesn't argue. He merely says, come and see. Now, Nathanael could have rejected that, but he saw something in Philip. Philip was excited. His eyes were gleaming. He was excited about what was happening. All Philip did was share the good news. And that's it. Jesus is here. We know Jesus is here. He said, where two or more are gathered in his name, I am present. Jesus is here. We have the word. We have the sacrament. We have each other. We have the prayers and the hymns and the service of love and helping other people out in Jesus' name. And hopefully we too become so turned on, so full of the good news of Jesus Christ, that we just need to share with others the good news that we know in our lives. And like Philip, we are on our way to proclaim the gospel, to let Jesus be known and let Jesus do the rest. You don't have to theologically explain. You don't have to biblically explain. You just share what's in your heart. If you're really turned on by Jesus, people will notice that. People will notice that. I mean, I've seen it here with you guys. I know Tom and Jeannie invited Ellen to come to church. They were turned on by Jesus. Doreen has brought her friend many times to church with us. I remember Harry, when he was cutting hair, he'd be talking about St. Paul's and inviting people. We had a little cards from our church he'd pass out to people to invite them to come and share the gospel. That's why the story of Nathanael was included in St. John's gospel. People turned on by the gospel are really excited about something. They want to share it. I mean, you know, Craig's excited about the Steelers. He's got the black and gold on. He's got the logo on. And Jim has the black and gold outfit on. And I got my black and gold vest. You know, we're excited about the Steelers. So we share it. Well, we're excited about Jesus, to share Jesus. And who does Nathanael begin to hang around with? Jesus. A rather playful Jesus. Notice what Jesus was saying to Nathanael. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, as you read your Bible, a lot of things click here. A lot of things click. He said Nathanael was an Israelite without deceit. He knew who Nathanael was. An Israelite without deceit. Well, when you think about deceit in Israel, anything click? Anything click? Israel sounds like deceit in Israel. Jacob, remember Jacob, the guy with the ladder? We are climbing Jacob's ladder, the angel. You know, Jacob in Hebrew means deceit, remember? And he cheated his brother Esau out of his birthright, remember that? It's a wonderful story. Well, it's not a wonderful story, but he was the deceitful one. And Jacob, at the river Jabbok, he wrestled with an angel. Remember that? And that angel renamed him, because the angel is really God. It renamed him Israel. Israel, which basically means he or she who struggles and wrestles with God. And of course, at the end of the gospel lesson is a giveaway. What Jesus talks about, what? The angels ascending and descending on the Son of Man. Jacob's ladder, right? Ascending, descending. So he knew. Nathanael knew Jesus was talking about. And also, the whole discussion about seeing Nathanael under a fig tree. Well, Nathanael knew his Old Testament. He knew his Bible. So Nathanael would surely remember the prophet Zechariah's words. When the Messiah comes, you shall invite each other to come under your vine and fig tree. Messianic. Zechariah chapter 3. So it all clicked for Nathanael. And he says, Rabbi, holy smoke, you're the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. And by saying that, Nathanael discovered who Nathanael most deeply was and whose Nathanael most deeply was, a disciple of Jesus Christ. And still, uniquely Nathanael, it still have his questions, it still wrestle with who Jesus is, but deep in his heart, he knew. You see, Jesus is the best evangelist. All we need to do is to lead people to him, to point to him, point to Jesus. And don't let people concentrate on your finger, but what your finger is pointing to, Jesus Christ. And people may have questions. Questions are good, but we don't have to have all the answers. All we need to do is be an epiphany, to let our light shine, to share the good news that's in our hearts, and to show Jesus. Gee, this place is breaking it up. What is your good news story? What does Jesus look like in your heart? Why are you here this morning? When you receive the word and sacrament, what does it do to you? I won't put you on the spot again, I promise. You know, and because you got to know Jesus in your heart, you got to know it before you can share it. To know your Jesus story, to be how you were touched, how you were affected by Jesus, why you're a disciple of Jesus. And as a Jesus people, we can share that. Now, it doesn't have to be in words. We could write something for the newsletter, like Terry does. We could show pictures of how Jesus inspired us with beautiful sunsets and different things like that to see how, you know, well, I say God sightings, the aha moments of epiphany. There's the kingdom of God among us. We need to walk the talk. So when we come to this place of God's word and Holy Sacrament, people will see Jesus. And I sense they do. I mean, there's a warmth about this congregation. There's a love about this congregation. There's a commitment about this congregation. That's obvious that Jesus is here. Because we are immersed in Jesus. Jesus, really, most deeply, is who we are. St. Paul says, you are the body of Christ. That's who we most deeply are. You are the body of Christ. And how do people know we are the body of Christ? Well, one of my favorite spiritual writers, Thomas Merton, said this once. He wrote, a sign of the maturing Christian life is to be able to face reality and to face it as a compassionate presence. A compassionate presence who shares God's word with others. As we grow in this Epiphany season, as people who are compassionate presence and share God's word with others, they will come here and they will see God's angels ascending and descending on the Son of Man. And they will know that Jesus Christ lives and Jesus Christ is the hope of an at times very dark world. And we are to be the light, the hope, the epiphany. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.